فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولو ترى إذ الظالمون موقوفون عند ربهم يرجع بعضهم إلى بعض القول وقال الله تعالى في مقام آخر وقفوهم إنهم مسؤولون. Just a quick reminder to brothers that ensure that the knees are covered, that the awra is covered from belly button to below, from navel to below the knees, the awra is covered. Now, alhamdulillah, this is the end of the Hijri calendar, that as we're ending the month of Dhul-Hijjah, and we're going to begin the month of Muharram next week. Within the next week, the 1447 will begin of the Islamic calendar. Now, it's an opportunity for you and I that we can introspect, we can reflect that a year has passed and what's different about my life. It's a whole year, an Islamic calendar, an entire calendar year has passed, but what difference is there in my life? An opportunity for us to reflect that for us to understand in any role, take a business or whatever role, an employee is going to have certain deliverables. He's going to have certain targets he needs to accomplish, and when he has his appraisal, when he has his annual review, he'll accordingly be assessed. Now, for you and I as believers, we know the questions we're going to be asked on Qiyamah. We know those questions. Yet, how do we prepare for those questions? If somebody's going to go for an interview, a job interview, and he knows the company's going to ask him, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? Or what are your achievements? What are your skills? You're going to prepare that beforehand. Unless it's somebody very experienced who can do that impromptu, you're going to prepare that beforehand. But you're going to think, what are the possible questions that I can prepare for? Now, I'm going to go through certain narrations that what are we going to be questioned regarding? So how can we prepare ourselves for that questioning? Now, one graphic hadith, it explains and it depicts the situation, the Day of Judgment, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا وَسَيُكَلِّمُهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That every one of you on the Day of Judgment will speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, as in the next part mentions, لَيْسَ بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَبَيْنَهُ تُرْجُمَانِ. That between He and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there'll be no mediary. Sometimes you have a mediator. It's directly between He and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing lost, no time to think. It's between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ يَنْظُرُ فَلَا يَرَى شَيْءٍ قُدَّامَهُ. He'll look straight, meaning he'll look and there's nothing ahead of him. You know, sometimes you look for escapes, or you look to see that, you know, what's around me. On that day, there's no hope. You know, when you see there's nothing around you, you become despondent. You think you're hopeless. Just him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nothing else. Except Jahannam is going to be there. ثُمَّ يَنْظُرُ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ فَتَسْتَقْبِلُهُ النَّارِ. He'll look ahead and he will find Jahannam in front of him. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that whoever can, then try and save yourselves from Jahannam, even if it means by a part of a date. This is just one station. On the Day of Judgment, there'll be the scrolls, there'll be the bridge, the sirat, and the scales, etc. Now, another station, that on that day, the reason why I want to talk about accountability, the year is ending. Islamic year is ending. 1447 will begin next week. Muharram will begin within the next week. Now, on the Day of Judgment, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ مَوْقُوفُونَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. If only you could see the oppressors, those that have oppressed themselves, meaning they've not fulfilled Allah's rights, they've not fulfilled the creation's rights, so those individuals. مَوْقُوفُونَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Standing by their Lord. They're in wukuf. They're standing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَرْجُعُ بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ الْقَوْلِ. There'll be a back and forth. Meaning the disbelievers amongst themselves will be going back and forth. Meaning blaming one another. You know, sometimes, you know, when you're having an argument with somebody, it's called رُجُوعُ الْبَعْضِ لِلْبَعْضِ, that they said is going back and forth, the conversation. You say something, they say something back. What's the conversation? يَقُولُ الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا لِلَّهِ اسْتَكْبَرُوا لَوْلَا أَنْتُمْ لَكُنَّا مُؤْمِنِينَ. the weaker people, meaning the people in society that weren't as influential, that weren't as affluent, that weren't as powerful, those individuals, the weaker ones, will say to the stronger ones, لَوْلَا أَنْتُمْ لَكُنَّا مُؤْمِنِينَ If it weren't for you, we would have been believers. So the weaker ones will say that to the stronger ones. Then the stronger ones will say in response to them, that أَنَحْنُ صَدَّنَاكُمْ عَنِ الْهُدَىٰ Did we prevent you from accepting? Meaning, you have free will. Every individual has free will. He has agency. You chose to follow us. You need to take account for what you've done. Accountability. Yes, they were the more influential ones. Just like in our situation, we are a minority over here. We can't blame other parties. We can't blame other movements. We can't blame other ideologies. We can't blame others. We have to take account. Just like these individuals, these weaker individuals will say to the stronger ones, that if it weren't for you, we would have been believers. But the response is, you had free will. You had the opportunity. But you chose ease. You chose to follow us. In fact, the same conversation, Shaytan will say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ That Allah promised you the truth. I promised you falsehood and you followed my promise. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ Don't blame me but blame yourselves. Take account, accountability. Don't blame everybody else but blame yourselves. In the sense that, what have I done? It's the reason why I'm mentioning this is, it's the end of the year and it's time for us to take account. And as I mentioned, that the only way we can take account is if we know what we're going to be questioned regarding. What's the first question on the Day of Judgment? أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة الصلاة. The first thing we're going to be questioned for is our salah. فإن صلحت صلح سائر عمله. If our salah is found sufficient, then everything after that, our a'mal etc. will also be sufficient. If salah is found deficient, then the remaining a'mal will also be found deficient. Meaning salah is defining. Another example. I'm just mentioning different examples by which a person can understand that what am I going to be taken to task regarding? So how do I prepare myself for that? لا تزول قدم عبد حتى يسأل عن عمره فيما أفناه وعن علمه فيما فعل. That a person won't be able to move on the Day of Judgment until he answers regarding certain questions. Number one, regarding his life and how he spent it. How have I spent my life? Now this is the point of accountability. It's the end of the year. We can look at ourselves. That throughout this entire year, how many of my salah were performed on time? That's a non-negotiable. Salah being faraid, wajibat, haram, they're non-negotiables. How many of my salahs were performed on time? How much knowledge did I gain? Am I a better believer from last year or not? Did I give my zakah this year? How much charity did I give this year? These are all questions that need to go through our minds. So number one, this question will be, that عن عمري فيما أفناه, that his life, how he spent his life. Number two, وَعَنْ عِلْمِهِ فِيمَا فَعَلْ Regarding his knowledge and what he did with that knowledge. Did I gain knowledge? One. Two, what did I do with that knowledge? Number three, وَعَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَهُ وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقَ Where did he gain his wealth? Through permissible or impermissible means. How did he gain that wealth? And number two, with that wealth, how did he spend it? That's the fourth question. Fifth question, وَعَنْ جِسْمِهِ فِيمَا أَبْلَاهِ And his body and what he put his body through. Another example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَاسْتَمْسِكْ بِالَّذِي أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ وَإِنَّهُ لَذِكْرٌ لَكَ وَلِقَوْمِكَ وَسَوْفَ تُسْأَلُونَ That hold on to the Qur'an, wahi in general, Qur'an, the sunnah. Indeed, you are upon the straight path. The Qur'an, this is a reminder, a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are soon going to be questioned. Question regarding this. Did we follow the guidance that was given to us? Did we recite the Qur'an? Did we gain that knowledge? Another example. وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْؤُولًا Fulfill your promises. Indeed, your promises are going to be questioned. Meaning, did we fulfill our promises or not? إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْؤُولًا Another example. وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ Don't go behind those things or don't go searching for those things which you have no knowledge regarding. Meaning, if you don't know about something, don't say anything regarding it. Not every person is entitled to an opinion. If you do not have knowledge regarding something, particularly in regards to deen, do not speak about the issue. Why? إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا. Your hearing, your sight, your heart, all of these rational faculties are all going to be questioned. All going to be questioned. It's not a matter of I think or I feel. If you do not have knowledge, you do not speak on that issue. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. If you do not know, you ask the people who do know. فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. If you dispute in a matter, then go back to Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning the Qur'an and Sunnah. If you're not a scholar, you refer to the scholars. The scholars will consult the relevant materials. But for the individual who's a layman, he will consult the scholars. These are all questions we're going to be questioned regarding. And as I mentioned right at the beginning, we're coming to the end of the Hijri calendar, at this year's calendar, 1446. 1447 will begin in the next week. Take ourselves to account. 12 months have passed. This year has almost finished. What have I improved on? Where was I before? Where am I now? Think of all these questions. Allah is going to ask us about our salah, all these questions, and I mentioned them, I gave an overview of them. Think to ourselves, how many of my salah were performed on time? How many salah were performed in the masjid? How much time did I dedicate to the masjid? How much knowledge did I gain? What have I done with the knowledge? If I have gained knowledge, have I practiced upon that? You know, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Umar radiallahu anhum mentioned that, one Sahabi mentioned in one narration, that it was difficult for them to memorize the Qur'an. They memorized it, but it was صعب عليهم حفظ ألفاظ القرآن. It was difficult for them to memorize the Qur'an. However, it was easier for them to act upon it. However, they mentioned a time will come where it will be easier to memorize, but harder to practice. Meaning there will be a greater number of huffaz, yet practice will be less. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, whatever they learned, they will practice. So our question then comes is, well, regarding our knowledge, how much have we brought into action? Not only that, our zakah, our charity. From last year to this year, have we improved? These are all questions that we need to take ourselves account to. And remember, this point of in Islam is muhasabah, self-account. Look, we live in a time where it's about me, myself and I, my feelings, how I feel. Everybody else is wrong but me. I'm right to feel how I feel. It's about validation. The number of times during therapy, you have individuals that come and they say that, you know, I'm trying to change this person, but the person just won't acknowledge, you know, X, Y, and Z, they're a narcissist. They just love themselves. They can't see they're wrong. And I mentioned to them that the other person isn't here, and as much as I'd like to change that person, I can't. I only have you in front of me. So if our conversation can be that, what can you do to help create change? Would that please you? Is that where you want to go? They're like, no, I want that person to change. I said, look, we can't change an individual. We can change ourselves. But as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتِ. He says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you don't guide whom you want. You can't guide whom you want. Our thing is self-account. We take account of ourselves. What change we can do about ourselves. Not perceiving that the world is an issue. Everybody else around us is an issue, but I'm the only one that doesn't have an issue. That's a form of narcissism. Adopting that humility. Removing that arrogance that I myself, I'm an imperfect being. I have flaws. I need to improve. Until we recognize that and we have that self-accountability, we're not going to. We'll blame everybody else. People come. Okay, one brother came. And he goes, I've done everything for my child and he's still disobedient. He won't perform his salah. Just to give context, this same individual doesn't perform his salah on time. So I said, why is it that there's an inconsistency? You want your child to perform his salah, but when it comes to yourself, you're not performing your salah. Why are you more concerned about your child than you are about yourself? Self-account. That everybody else needs hidayah, but I don't need hidayah. Accountability. Change begins with myself. And they give the example, one person gave the example, that, you know, I've done everything, but I give up. You know what? Like Nuh alayhi salam, I've done everything. I said, no, don't say like Nuh alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salam did do everything. He exhausted the means, and he didn't give up. وَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَ الْمَوْجِ. The time where he eventually had to give up was when the wave came between them and his son was perished. So he didn't give up. Is the fact that he couldn't go any further because his son had perished. So don't say that you're going to give up because Nuh alayhi salam didn't give up. So acknowledge that there are deficiencies in what I have done. First and foremost, accountability, self-accountability, muhasabah. حاسبوا قبل أن تحاسبوا. You take yourselves to account before you are taken account of. الكيس من دار نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت. The intelligent being is the one who takes that review. He reflects. He takes himself to account and thinks about what's going to happen after death. If we don't, we become narcissistic beings. We become individuals who are arrogant, thinking everybody else is the issue but me. Everybody else needs guidance but not me. Every single one of us requires that. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the Qur'an about saving ourselves and our families, He begins with قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. He says, save yourselves and your families, but begins with, save yourselves. عَلَيْكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Throughout the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, save yourselves. عَلَيْكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Be concerned about yourselves. Yes, da'wah, etc., secondarily. But primarily, everyone has to be concerned about themselves. And how can we do this? Imam Mawardi rahmatullahi alayhi writes beautifully, and he says that, you know, what is muhasabah? Muhasabah is أَن يَتَصَفَّحَ الْإِنسَانُ فِي اللَّيْلِ مَا صَدَرَ مِنْ أَفْعَالِ نَهَارِ. That he thinks to himself at night, that what has he done during the day? Meaning, that a person, number one, we went through certain narrations. We're going to be questioned regarding our life, our a'mal, our salah, our zakah, etc. Number one, we need to learn what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. An employee. If an employee doesn't know what his role dictates or what his role demands of him, when he has that appraisal, what's the likelihood of him passing, or what's the likelihood of him being successful in his assessment? If he doesn't know what his job requires of him. You've got to know what your job wants for you to be successful. Number one, we need to know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Two, once the employee knows that what he's required of him, he needs to go and do that. He can't just say, now I've got the job, I'm going to sit on my backside 40 hours going on hot UKDs and going on other things, scrolling on Reddit, on Instagram and say, I've got the job now. Yeah, you're born, you know Islam, you know what Allah requires of you. That's not enough. You've got to live the life. Islam is a lived tradition. It's a living a life. Now it's about, how do I live that life? And at the end of that, you think to yourself, at the end of your term, at the end of your whatever, your contract, that, all right, where did I go wrong? We are human beings. We are filled with imperfections, of blemishes, flaws. We make mistakes. Tawbah is that. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّى. Every human is a sinner. وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. The best of sinners is the one that repents. And we have tawbah for that. So what do? We take ourselves to account. What was I supposed to do? What did I do? Where did I go wrong and make that change? That begins with accountability. The year, the Shari'i year, the Islamic year is ending. Within the next week, 1447, Muharram will begin. It's an opportunity for us to take ourselves to account. But certain questions, number one, our non-negotiables, our five pillars. Number one, our salah. How many of my salah were not performed on time? Write them down and perform the qada. But remember, our salah are non-negotiables. Zakah, non-negotiable. Staying away from haram, non-negotiable. Haram relationships, doing anything haram, that's all non-negotiable. We don't go anywhere near. Our zakah, non-negotiable. Our 2.5, that's a non-negotiable. Beyond that, our charity, what are we doing? How many of our salah have been performed in the masjid? Which programs are we attending? Remember, our next year should be better than our previous year. As a believer, we're constantly improving. We are constantly improving. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all true understanding and tawfiq to act upon all that has been said. Also, just a reminder that every Wednesday between Maghrib and Isha Salah, about 45 minutes between the two, we have our seerah and we have tajweed sessions. All brothers are requested to participate. It's not just a reading of a seerah, it's an applicable understanding and of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, in the sense that what did they experience, them being a minority in their society, for them to become who they became, and how did they become who they became. Understanding that and applying that to our lives. Understanding, you can truly understand tawakkul, you can understand humility, qualities in life of the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we see that, and we have the seerah. We have a beautiful description of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An in-depth analysis. I encourage and implore all brothers that attend on Wednesday. Wednesday between Maghrib and Isha Salah, we have the seerah classes. All brothers are humbly requested to participate. Thank you.